Rudy laughed, but I saw Kraftstein shake his head. No doubt he was thinking that I didn't look enough like Prince Albert to get away with it. "Sit down," says Bismarck. "Give him a brandy, de Gotte." He came to stand at the table head, looking down at me. "Listen to me carefully. When you leave here tomorrow, you will be accompanied by Freiherr von Starnberg and de Gotte. They will take you by coach to the rendezvous we have appointed. You need to know nothing more than that it is a country mansion owned by a nobleman who is to play host to Prince Carl Gustav for one night during his journey to Strakens. The journey to the house will take 2 days, but we are allowing 3 for safety. On the appointed day, Carl Gustav and his retinue will arrive at the mansion in the afternoon. It stands in wooded country, but is easily accessible. You will be waiting for evening, and when it comes, von Starnberg and de Gotte will take you into the grounds under cover of darkness. You will be admitted by a man who is one of the only 3 in the world outside this room who is in our plot. His name is Detrat, a Danish minister entirely faithful to me. He will conduct you secretly to the prince's apartment. In the meantime, von Starnberg will be effecting the removal of the real prince. Have I made myself clear so far?" By God, he had, and as I listened, all my old fears came galloping back with a vengeance. The thing was obvious lunacy, and this outrageous creature standing so straight and immaculate in his greatcoat was a dangerous maniac. "'But look here,' I began. "'Suppose something goes wrong. I mean, suppose somebody comes.' He banged his fist on the table and glared at me. "'Nothing will go wrong. No one will come. Righteous Lord God, do you suppose I know nothing? Do you imagine I have not planned every detail? De Gotte, tell him. What is the name of the serving maid whose duty it will be to change the prince's bed linen while he is at the house?' "'Heidi Gelber,' says de Gotte. "'Starnberg, how do you reach the princess' dressing room from the door where Detchard will admit you? 12 paces along a passage, up the stairway to the right, left at the first landing, then 10 paces along to a passage on the right. The princess' dressing room is the first door on the left. From door to door, 50 seconds.' "'says Bismarck. "'If you wish, I can tell you the precise nature of the furnishings "'in the prince's chamber and their positions in the room. "'For example, there's a statuette of a kneeling cupid on the overmantel. "'Now, are you convinced that my organization is sound "'and my information complete?
"'How do you know that some drunk footman won't come "'blundering along in the middle of everything?'
I cried. "'I thought he would hit me, but he restrained himself.' "'It will not happen,' he said. "'Everything will fall out exactly as I have said.'